Interview. Moi, Céline, qui m'a comme fille Banamesh comme expresso, باش نحكيو مع ضيفتنا الان باكثر تفاصيل. كما قلت لكم حاضره معنا السيده ماريا روز دي كوسيو اللي هي من اليورو ميديترينيان ايكونوميست اناليست. الحوار باش يكون باللغه الانجليزيه ونحاول ان نقوم بالترجمه. ويلكم. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you. So my first question, of course, is maybe to introduce the EMEA. As I was saying, it's the Euro-Mediterranean Economist Analyst. What is your focus? It's a think and act tank,
exactly.
Or maybe a think and do tank.
Yeah, exactly. EMEA, the Euro-Mediterranean Economist Association, is a research institution and forum of debate on the economic and socio-political reform in the Southern Mediterranean. We are based in Barcelona and we work there on different research projects and action projects aiming to enhance entrepreneurship in the Southern Mediterranean and also to work towards climate change action. These would be our two key priorities.
تقول بازي في برشلونة بتبيع ويخدموا على البحوث وبالأساس معناتها دعم ريادة الأعمال والمشاريع بتبيع اللي عندها امباكت اليوم وتخدم على تقلبات المناخية. So on the entrepreneurship part, what is your focus? What are you doing exactly? Is it supporting SSOs or incubators, or what do you do exactly? Because it's still a think tank and you do research, so it's still research for it's content for entrepreneurs.
Actually, what we do is we take the outputs of the research that has been done in EMEA for more than 10 years now.
Not necessarily done by you.
No, exactly, by the research team. Actually, EMEA has a very vast network of experts from all the Southern Mediterranean, so including countries such as Tunisia, Egypt, Jordan, Morocco, Palestine, and so on. And with this network, we have been developing research for 10 years now. And the thing is that we didn't want to just get stuck there. We wanted to pilot the ideas that the research has created. So we have these two priorities. Let's say we have entrepreneurship development and then climate change action. I am dedicated to the projects on entrepreneurship development, mainly two of them. So what we want to do with these entrepreneurship development projects is to create an enabling ecosystem for all the stakeholders to thrive with these entrepreneurship ideas. We have mainly two projects, the InvestMed project, which works to support sustainable entrepreneurship in the region. We are focused on the green economy, the blue economy, and the orange economy, so the cultural and creative economy. And we are working with entrepreneurs, business support organizations, and other key stakeholders in entrepreneurship in Egypt, Lebanon, and Tunisia. And then the other project that we work on, which is actually the project that I coordinate, is the Crack for Med project, which aims to boost entrepreneurship in the cultural and creative industries in 6 countries. We are working in Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, Morocco, Palestine, and Tunisia. And what we do is to support, like to provide a full range of services for entrepreneurs and business support organizations to be able to thrive in these economies. For example, all of our projects have a research component, where we research and what are the main challenges, the main opportunities that we can see in the ecosystem, what are the main actors who should be involved in any initiatives in order to ensure a holistic approach to supporting these ecosystems of entrepreneurship. Then we also offer training mainly for young people and for women to ensure that our projects have this inclusive approach so that we don't leave anyone behind and that everyone can get involved in the activities. We also offer funding for entrepreneurs, mainly young people and women as well. In the first project in InvestMed, we have offered funding for 38 entrepreneurs and for 3 business support organizations. And in the second project in Crack for Med, we have offered funding to 24 entrepreneurs and 6 business support organizations. The idea here is to build ecosystems that can be sustainable in the future. So we have supported the business support organizations in creating different incubation programs, specifically for the cultural and creative industries in this case, that we want to be sustainable. So we are supporting them not only with the money, but also with technical skills, with connections in Europe and in the rest of the world, and so on. And finally, of course, all of our projects have an engagement and advocacy component. So we are really trying to find, like, what are the right policy recommendations in order to ensure that these these programs do not just do what we are doing now, but that they can last through the years. So we developed a series of policy recommendations and action plans for policymakers to make these ecosystems more enabling and facilitate the entrepreneurship in the region.
Okay. دونك سألتها معناتها بالنسبة لليوم EMEA معناتها شنو اللي يعملوا كما قالت قبيليكا دونك بيان ايفيدامون سي ثينك تانك ثينك اند اكت تانك معناتها مش يفكروا بركة ولكن يفعلوا زادة دونك قالت اليوم يخدموا برشا معناتها على لي ريشيرش يخدموا على بوكو دو بروجي ان فيت ياخذوا لي روتومبي ويخرجوا بيه من الدراسات الكل اللي قاعدين يقوموا بها خاطر عندهم مكاتب في عديد الدول معناتها البحر الابيض المتوسط وياخذوا لي روتومبي دو ريشيرش هذوكم والهدف هو انه يقودوا ليزيكوسيستيم نتاع رياده الاعمال الوضعيات مخير معناتها اليوم تقول على مواضيع معناتها بكالعاده بتبيع على لونتربرونيا ولكن الكلايمت تشينج كما قلنا قبيليكا يحبوا معناتها يخدموا على دي ميور ايكوسيستيم ديفلوبي ليزيكوسيستيم ديفلوبي ينمي ويطوروا من رياده الاعمال والمؤسسات الناشئه تقول لي يخدموا برشا يركزوا على الاقتصاد الاخضر يخدموا زاد على يدعموا معناتها كما قلت رياده الاعمال وحكيت معناتها قالت باش نجموا يواجهوا التحديات وايضا يقدموا لهم الفرص الموجوده طبعا سالها شنو التحديات شنو الفرص جوستومون قالت هي شخصيا مسؤوله على برنامج كامل معناتها يدعم ما يسمى بالاندستري كرياتيف creative industries which is today called as orange economy
exactly.
ما يسمى بالاقتصاد البرتقالي تقول فما برشا تدريبات زادا دونك للشباب للنساء لانه يعني عندهم اون ابروش انكلوزيف اليوم يحبوا يخليوا حتى حد وراهم معناتها دونك هذا هو الهدف فما ايضا جانب تاع التمويل يحبوا يبنيوا ان سيستيم مستدام معناتها وين يدعموا فيه المؤسسات اللي تدعم المؤسسات الناشئه و اون ميم طون يخلقوا دي انكوباتور والهدف بالطبيعه في الاخر يحبوا زادا لي ستارت اب يا لي انكوباتور هذوما ولا كل اللي يدعم معهم الهدف أنه يخلقوا علاقات مع أوروبا ومع باقي العالم بما أنهم يركزوا على دول كما تونس ومصر وغيره معناتها قالت فلسطين وغيره اليوم زاد عندهم جانب يخدموا على الادفوكسي معناتها اليوم دونك قاعدين يحاولوا يغيروا حاجات اللي تساعدهم دونك كل خدمة دون لا ميم لوجيك معناتها باش يرتقيوا معناتها بال رياده الاعمال في المنطقه دونك زاد كيف كيف يخرجوا دي ريكومونداسيون للايكو سيستيم تقريبا برا the thing I wanted to go back on one of the things you have said many things but one of the things you have said you talked about challenges and opportunities so from your own research but not only on the creative industry from the work of your colleague also what are the main challenges in the region and where are the opportunities today
Okay.
شنو هما التحديات وشنو هما الفرص اليوم في المنطقة؟
I would say I will talk specifically for the cultural and creative industries because it's the project that I have worked most on. I would say that the main and the key challenge is that there's no really a definition at governmental level in any of the countries where we're working for the cultural and creative industries. This might seem like not something too important, but in the end, it's really affecting the development of the sector because this means that the data cannot be collected. For example, we don't know what's the real impact of the cultural and creative industries, which means that it's very hard to convince the governments that this is a high impact sector. Governments apparently do not see the cultural and creative industries as a high value added sector, so they are not working on programs. They don't have a clear roadmap to address these sectors. And actually what we find is that this is a very, very high value sector. In the cultural and creative industries, we have the tourism industry, which is one of the key industries for most of the southern Mediterranean countries. We have very innovative sectors such as audiovisual, everything to do with VR. We have many applications with AI. So right now, the issue is that this is not being, like this data is not being collected. So we cannot really know in a realistic way what is the impact of the sectors, which means that the government are not like interested in them. We don't find, for example, good partnerships in the sector. We don't find public-private partnerships, which would be really key for the development of these sectors. Also, we find lots of issues in terms of IPR, of intellectual property protection. We see that there are so many amazing ideas in the region, so many people that are so creative, that have beautiful and exciting ideas, and this cannot be protected because there is not a regulatory framework that supports them and that protects them and their ideas. So this is another key challenge. For example, in relationship to this, we have developed in the InvestMed project a guidebook on IPR, which is something that did not exist before for the region. And it's proven to be very, very useful for the entrepreneurs that have used it. Also, another of the key challenges, I would say, is digital and financial literacy of entrepreneurs. We find that many of these entrepreneurs do not have access to training programs that can show them how to benefit from the latest innovations in fintech, how to benefit from the latest innovations in artificial intelligence, in virtual reality. This is something that oftentimes we find entrepreneurs have to go abroad to get trained on. And this is something that we are trying really to solve. We're trying to approach the right stakeholders to convince them to, hey, put some priority on these sectors. It's really, not only it has a great economic impact, but it also has a huge social impact. The cultural and creative industries have proven to have great, great, great potential to address cross-cutting issues such as mental health, for example, gender balance, climate change action. Sorry, climate change action. So, yeah, for us, the main challenge we have identified is the lack of interest from the key stakeholders to make this ecosystem more enabling. And it's actually what we are trying to do with our policy recommendations, with our action plans, with all the consultations we've had with them, with all the different events that we organize with entrepreneurs that are trying to fight to have this ecosystem working and thriving so their projects can also thrive. Mm-hmm.
من النقطة الأخرى ما تتحكي نرجع لها معناتها النقطة الأخرى تقول يخدموا اليوم برشا معناتها مع على نقائص المشاريع الحكومية تقول عديد الدول اليوم ما عندهمش يترات تحكي سورتو you focused actually now your answer on creative industries right
yeah. not
تقول ما تركزت على الاقتصاد البرتقالي تقول عديد الحكومات معناتها ما هيش محضرة إطار قانوني ما هيش محضرة معناتها طرق لدعم المؤسسات الناشطة في القطاع الثقافي والصناعات اليوم الإبداعية فتقول اليوم يحاولوا يحصوا على الامباكت متاع القطاع هذايا يحاولوا يلقاو زادا أيضا شركات يبنيوا معناتها يدعموا وينصحوا بالشركات بين القطاع العام والقطاع الخاص دقيقة احنا في تونس عنا مثلا تيك دي سيو نحكي لها عليه بعد شوية وبرشا مبادرات أخرى زادا القطاع الخاص يخموا مع بعضهم بامال دو بيرسون تقول اليوم فما في المنطقة برشا إبداع فما برشا شباب معناتها وناس عندهم إبداع ولكن أيضا التحدي هنا اللي ما فماش إطار قانوني باش يحميوا الإبداعات نتاعهم تقول أنجيد إيتي لونسي في هذايا مثلا خدموا على توت أنجيد حكيت على اليوم كيفاش التحديات زاد ممكن برشا رواد اعمال خاصه في الاندستري كرياتيف ما يبداوش ملمين بكل الامكانيات التكنولوجيه المتوفره اليوم اللي نجموا يستعملوها وترتقي بالمشاريع نتاعهم فيحاولوا يكونوهم ويعاونوهم في هذا السياق وبالاساس ما تحاولوا يركزوا كيفاش ينجموا ياثروا مع تبتات على هي ما قالتش دي بايور مي بتاتر فوالا معناتها نوع هذايا من المتدخلين في الايكوسيستيم انتربرونوريال pour avoir un impact positif خاطر les industries créatives راهم مهمين ياسر لانه كي ندعموهم يجيبوا برشا حاجات اخرى معناتها عندهم امباكت كولتوريل على ايضا الجندر عندهم على التقلبات المناخيه الى اخره دونك فريمون سا ان امباكت بوزيتيف دونك حاولوا يركزوا يخدموا عليهم اذا هذا هو thank you for your answers. Thank you for joining us this morning and for sharing your thoughts with us. Great job you are doing today at TMEA and good luck for everything. Any specific maybe paper on Tunisia or specific
yeah, absolutely,
work
absolutely.
Very soon or already published?
Already published in the InvestMed project. If people can check it out, just type InvestMed on Google. We have a full repository.
InvestMed project.
InvestMed, yeah. Like okay. Invest and then Mediterranean.
InvestMed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So we have a full repository. It has more than 10 policy papers on the ecosystems. We have policy papers on social protection for workers, for example, because we found that informality is also one of the key challenges that we are facing in the sector. We have policy papers on access to finance. We have policy papers on many, many different topics, on the ecosystems in general, the challenges and opportunities. And these policy papers are focused on Tunisia, Lebanon, and Egypt, with specific descriptions for each of them. And then on the creative side, in the CREACT for Med project, which is CREACT, like creativity, acting, and for the Mediterranean. In this one, we have published also country reports on the cultural and creative industries in the Mediterranean. There you can find the different stakeholders, like the key initiatives that are ongoing here in Tunisia, the different stakeholders that should be approached in order to create a holistic approach for these industries, the key opportunities in the sector, key challenges in the sector, also some policy recommendations. So yeah, I highly encourage everyone to check out these documents. In fact, for the CREACT for Med, we also have a data observatory, which is very, very interesting, which compiles all the data that we have managed to collect. Now, I will talk about something that I have not managed, but I think that can be very useful for people here in Tunisia. There's another institution, the Culture Funding Watch.
What is it called?
Culture Funding Watch. Okay. It's an institution that aims to mobilize all the stakeholders in the cultural and creative industries in order to support entrepreneurs to identify the right funding opportunities. And they have also developed great research on the sector. It's led by Ms. Wafa Belgazem. And they also have like a type of data observatory, very interesting, where the information from different startups and enterprises in the cultural and creative industries is available. It's called CCI Boost. So I think these two tools, like the CREACT for Med website and data observatory and the CCI Boost, can be very, very useful for Tunisian stakeholders that want to learn more about the sectors.
CCI Boost and?
And the CREACT for Med website, where we have all the country reports, the data observatory, the infographics, and so on.
So they just look investment, right?
No, this is CREACT for Med.
CREACT
for Med.
CREACT.
Yeah, exactly. CREACT for Med. Yeah.
CREACT for Med.
Yeah, they can type Creative Mediterranean, and CREACT for Med also comes up.
Okay. اخر حاجه دونك سالت عندهم شي حاجات خاصه بتونس قالت وي قالت فما نجموا يمشيوا تلوجوا على انفستمنت او تلقاو تقارير 10 تقارير على الاقل هما تلقاهم بالاساس على تونس مصر ولبنان تقول هنا فما يخدموا مثلا المواضيع كيما البروتكسيون سوسيال كيما الاكسي للتمويل الى اخره دونك نجموا تكتبوا انفستمنت او تلقاو 10 تقارير كما قالت هي فما على دي زوبورتونيتي مهمين عندهم لوبسيرفاتوار هذايا تاع الداتا اللي يقارن الداتا الكل اللي يجمعوها من خلال التقارير نتاعهم لي غوتومبي تاع تقاريرهم والغيزو نتاعهم تقول فما الكالتشر فاندينغ واتش اللي هو يساند لي سونتربرونور سو ات سبورتس انتربرونورز ان كرييتيف اندستريز
اكزاكتلي
فور ذا كالتشر فاندينغ واتش
يا
تو جيت موني اور تو نو هاو تو جيت موني اور دو ذي جيف موني
دي دونت جيف موني بات دي سبورت انتربرونورز تو بريبير ذير proposals, so they are actually given technical support for this.
Culture Funding Watch, تقول اللي مسؤول عليه سيدة وفاء بالقاسم تقول يعاون لي سونتربرونور في الانسوري كرياتيف باش يحضروا كيفاش نجموا يتحصلوا على التمويلات يعطيهم دعم تقني في هذا السياق. سينو حكيت على سي سي بوست كرييتيف فور ميديتيرينيان قالت لوجوا عليهم تلقاو اكثر تفاصيل. Thank you.
If I may add something in just one minute, I just want to mention that actually we have open one call for applications now that provides funding for enterprises that want to...
Of course, you can add this. You're talking money.
I think it's funding for... Exactly. We are currently offering funding for business support organizations, NGOs, any type of business support organization that want to collaborate with entities in other countries of the region. So what this call is trying to do is to create regional cooperation. It can be in the form of international networking events, mobility schemes, different types of initiatives that bring together actors from two different ecosystems. So for example, we could imagine collaborations between Tunisia and Egypt. So this is possible and we are offering funding right now on the Creative Mediterranean
Where
website.
Do they find the call?
Just Creative Mediterranean and then...
Creative Mediterranean?
And then calls for application and then they will find it there.
Donc, écrivez creative for creative Mediterranean, donc creative méditerranéen à l'anglaise, moi je veux le français. Tu call for application. Donc, on est par contre femme à Tamouil funding à Machnoa, mta, hotoukom en contact, maneta ma moi tochra. Donc, this for supporting organizations, right?
Exactly. It can be NGOs, foundations, associations,
des
incubateurs,
des NGOs.
Exactly. Any entities that support entrepreneurship.
Voilà, أي entité تقول هي تدعم ريادة الأعمال في les industries créatives نجموا يخلقوا لكم شركات مع مؤسسات كيفكم في مصر ولا في المنطقة ويعطيكم تمويل لهذا. دونك فوالا ميرسي. Thank you for adding this information. معلومة مهمة. شكرا.